Brothers and sisters, Malo Elele. On behalf of Burns Memorial Church and our senior pastor, Peter Freitag, I welcome you. My name is Antonio Tolutau, the pastor for the Tongans. Once again, I welcome you. The words of Catherine and invocation. Brothers and sisters, will you join me as we begin our journey in Lent? Into this gathering, we humbly beseech you, Lord, to join us together with us as we begin our Lenten journey. We give thanks and praise for this awesome gift.
Lord, come on.
May we rise if you are able and let us sing Just As I Am, hymnal number 357.
Just as I am, we have
from the Old Testament. Our reading is from the book of prophet Isaiah, chapter 58, the first 12 verses. Shout out. Do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you don't notice? Look, you serve your own interests on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with wicked fists. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. In such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the head, to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and to bring homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin, then your light shall break forth like the dawn and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the fountains of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. The word of the Lord. The prayer of reflections and confession. Merciful God, hear our confession. Forgive us, we pray.
We know that we must turn to Jesus Christ.
Jesus teaches us that the yoke of obedience is easy and that the burden of service is light.
Thank you.
second reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20b to chapter 6, verse 10. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on the day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in affliction, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger. By purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors, and yet are true, as unknown, and yet are well known, and dying, and see, we are alive, as punished, and yet not killed, as sorrowful, and yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing everything. The word of the Lord.
Let's go ahead and rise and sing I Need Thee Every Hour for 397. And then after that, then Anthony will go back and read Matthew.
Thank you.
Matthew 6, verse 1 to 6, and 16 to 21. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The word of God. You may be seated. A prayer of commitment. And I'd like to ask, and I'll pray in Tongan. Elau mari e hifo mai ki homa faren ha ere moho mafi mafi ai vi ho keresi to hifo mua hange ha ha hau ki homa u atamai o ngau hi ke kere kere tau a ngā hifunga makan. O kumau unu unu mai i he fiaf koen. O kumau ongo i e mau loto tautea. O kumau ongo i e mau loto anghala ia. Ke e fe hangahanga i pa moe afion. O mau ofiange ki a te koe, o mau iloange ia a e mau uri. O mau kore haivi pe mei he afiona, ei, Jehova, mohu keresi. O mi haivi ki toko ni mai. Ke fufulu e mau ngahi angahala pe a ke ma. Ke hine hinange ihe sinou. O mau whakafoki atu e mau mo'uini. E mo'ui na e hao hao a hange e kohofina ngalo. Ke mea ngāwea ke afiona, neongo a e mau tae tāu. Ke afiomai a e afiona, ke he kakai e kulou nukuni, omi iwi. Hilo te mau lava ke whakatomara. Pia ihe iwi o sisu kalaisi aiana i kare ware. O tafe mea e ta'ata. Koho mau fufulu ang. Pako ki mau tol kotoen, mau fuaka te mau ngahinges mo win. Keke me angau ea ki neo mau ta'e ta'u. And we ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
May we all rise for our benediction, please. May the Almighty and merciful God, who desires not the death of a sinner, but that we turn from wickedness and live, accept our repentance, forgive our sins, and restore us to newness of life by the Holy Spirit. Amen. I do believe that's it for us. You may all go home.